words and phrases that get our attention. What about beware or watch out? How about take heed? Warnings like this help us to make the right decision. So let's take heed today with our study from International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Great having you with us today for our studies here from the International Gospel Hour. And a thank you to our Jay Webb, as he will have some information about our studies later on in our broadcast. We've got a free online study available for you. Our toll-free number will be available. And before we begin, I want to mention another free online tool with our friends from GospelGazette.com. That's GospelGazette, all one word. Gazette has one Z and two T's. GospelGazette.com. Now, when you get there, click on their archive tab, and you'll see access to over 25 years of articles by Christian men and women, and they are free for you to access and to use in your studies. Please check out our friends at GospelGazette.com. The phrase, take heed. Over 50 scriptures use this phrase. It's a phrase that means to behold or to beware with more intent in contemplation. Needless to say, friends, it is a phrase that gets attention with instruction to help us make the right decisions, to take heed, to take some time. So today, let us take heed with a take heed number of text as we reach for one of our outlines of the past provided by the faithful and biblical teachings of the late Leroy Brownlow. Now, for those not familiar with Brother Brownlow, he lived a good long life from 1914 to 2002. His book, Why I Am a Member of the Church of Christ, has sold over 1 million copies worldwide, a beautiful book written simply about the church we read of in the New Testament. He was a great preacher, and we are blessed to share his work that is biblically based and faithful to the Word of God. Before we begin with the study from Brother Brownlow in a moment, let us consider a few words from our friend Jay Webb.
The best way to reach us is our toll-free number at 855-444-6988. You can request free Bible study courses, ask a question, or make a comment. The number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number again is 855-444-6988. If you can, give us a quick call and let us know where you hear International Gospel Hour. Tell us what city and what radio station. Thanks, and keep listening.
Our study today, take heed that no man deceive you or lead you astray. From Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5, Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Jesus, in this text, assigns this deceptive work to men, and the text also implies that man can be led astray. In Matthew 7 and verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. In Acts 20, 29 and 30, for I know this, that after my departure savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things or perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. In 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 through 3, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Friends, when we think of these things, let's consider how men are deceived. Well, Romans 16 and verse 18 says, men are deceived by smooth and fair speech. In Ephesians 4 and verse 14, men are deceived by the winds of doctrine and by cunning craftiness. In Ephesians 5 and verse 6, men are deceived by empty words. And we also note men are deceived through the means of disguise. Satan's ministers are transformed as the ministers of righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 11, beginning with verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. There are those that will come in Christ's name, as we noted earlier from Matthew 24, verse 5. And if they should come in some other name, well, friends, they would not be able to deceive. They are simply wolves in sheep's clothing, as noted in Matthew 7 and verse 15. We understand that man does the deceiving, and man can be deceived. But let's think of the exhortation in the text, that no man deceive you. We understand that Satan is the deceiver of the whole world, Revelation 12 and verse 9, but yet he works through different agents. He deceived Adam and Eve through the serpent, as we note in Genesis 3 verses 1 through 6. And now there are plenty of human beings through whom he may work. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Friends, all deceivers are servants of Satan regardless of their disguise. Men deceive oftentimes for filthy lucre's sake or for the sake of money. Titus 1 verses 10 and 11 and 2 Peter 2 and verse 3. There are those that desire your money to further their teachings which are not according to the Word of God. May it never be, friends. Now, let's think about, since we can be deceived, how can we keep from being deceived? Well, let's pay attention to the warning in the text. Take heed, beware, behold, contemplate, that no man deceive you. Make certain that what the man says stands up with the Word of God, and if not, don't be deceived. With that being said, friends, let's love the truth. Ephesians 4 and verse 15. And consider 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 10 through 12. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We must love the truth and desire it. And when we listen to the warnings and we love the truth, we need to study that truth that we may be able to distinguish truth from error. To take 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, to study to show ourselves approved unto God, or to give diligence to make ourselves approved unto God, to study and to know His Word. Friends, let's not fellowship those with a different doctrine. John warned of that in 2 John 9 through 11. Let's not embrace their fellowship because their fellowship, or our fellowship, responds, if you will, in a fellowship. And do not listen even to an angel, if it be the proclamation to a different doctrine, Galatians 1, 8 and 9. And how young people, when we look back in 1 Kings 13, would make the similar mistake of listening to those who did not have the authority. There are many times, friends, individuals will say, Well, I saw this or heard this or heard that or saw that. Friends, if it does not stack up to the Word of God, don't believe it for a moment. Take heed that no man deceive you or lead you astray. Friends, we take that very seriously here at International Gospel Hour. We appreciate Brother Brownlow speaking. He still speaks today, and to God be the glory. Friends, we want to make certain that what we share with you is in accordance with the Word of God. Here is our J-Web with a very special free online video study that we believe you'll enjoy and will help you in taking heed.
Does It Matter? Is a free online video study. The most important question in all the world is, where will you go when you die? God has provided from the Bible all that one must know. Any questions about salvation, sin, and the church? They will be addressed from God's Word. May we send you the link and give it a try? Just call toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, Does It Matter? Again, call toll-free at 855-444-6988 and please leave your name, email, and just say, Does It Matter? You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type Does It Matter in the message blank. We will send the link right out to you.
Friends, we hope the Does It Matter study will be of help to you. We also respect our listeners who do not have internet access. We'll be glad to share with you an online Bible study by mail. If you'll call us at 855-444-6988, leave us your name and address and say home study, we will send that to you as well. We hope we've given you some things to think about today, that we will be individuals who will take heed as we go from here onward. I always appreciate you studying with me, and thank you always for joining me here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. Friends, thanks again. I'm Jeff Archie, and as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.